if you don't remain in one in front of you. Psalms 96, when you find that mark, you turn over to 2 Timothy chapter 1. Psalms 96, mark it and turn over to 2 Timothy chapter 1. A lady left the church service here, I guess about a month ago on Sunday night. She works on Sunday morning, so she's not able to come. And she said, "Preacher, can you sing Beautiful Land sometime when I'm here?" I'll say to her, she's not here now, but I'll just tell her brother. But I know she can. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't put your roots down too deep, folks, in this old life. Gonna be gone before you know it. Gonna be over. Billy Graham said the most amazing thing he could find about life was the brevity of life. The brevity of life. We've got some folks in here today, it's over 70. Some over 80. We may have one or two, I don't know, older than that. I'm 66. Those folks would tell you, as I would tell you, it seemed like yesterday. No later than 2 or 3 weeks ago, that we were just kids. Running around, playing. Heaven is real, friend. It's real. First, 2 Timothy, chapter 1. You thought I'd change my mind, didn't you? I didn't change my mind. I lost my mind. Amen. Who said that? Who said that? It was pretty loud, too. You better not let me find out. You better let my wife find out, too. She knows I lost my mind. She tells me about half the time I'm crazy. I'm crazy about Deacon, and I'm crazy about her. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Verse number 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I want to talk about the cost of fear. Our Father, we bless you today. Nobody knows better than I do. I ought to be in hell. I ought to spend many years in prison. But Lord, I got redeemed by the blood of the crucified one. Not only saved me, but rearranged me, and I bless you today. Father, thank you for your blessings. Lord, cleanse us now. Take your red blood, wash our black hearts white. Fill us with the Spirit of God. Give us power mercy, wisdom, compassion, direction. Lord, please help us. Save the lost, revive the saved, heal the sick, comfort the bereaved, the grieving, the hurting. Help every one of us to leave here with an idea and a thought. I believe that it will. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I have a question to ask. If God has not given us the spirit of fear, and we have the spirit of fear, where did it come from and who gave it to us? If God didn't give it to us, where did it come from and who gave it to us? That's not hard to figure out. I don't know whether you've noticed it or not, but we live in a fearful society. When I talked to my wife about being married, she was hesitant. She said, I'm not like you. You're a preacher and you're perfect. I didn't say that to be funny, friend. I was just saying what she said. You remember saying that, huh? And then on top of that, she said, my two kids are not like your three kids. They're not perfect either. But she didn't say that. She was fearful. And I showed her this verse. And she said, okie dokie. So we got married, been happily married ever since. As long as I do what I'm told. Brother Dave said yesterday, two people run my house. Oh, my his house. God and Terry. Smart man. Smart man. Her fear, my wife's fear, could have caused her to miss a real blessing. Did over one time, she said, honey, you're such a pressure. And you'll get that later on. I'm cutting up with you. I hope you know that. But fear does cost us. I knocked on the house one time and had four grown great danes in the house. That big. They're like horses. I could see them through the window. They had torn that house up. I'm talking about a nice house. Had torn it up. They did that so nobody would break in. I guarantee you, if I'd have got in, I'd have tried to break out. Amen. When it calls somebody to fix that house because they're scared to death. I've seen houses that leave the lights on all night. Cost somebody a high light bill. Amen. I saw a lady cleaning the window this week. All at once, she threw the brush down and screamed running down the sidewalk. It's a spider! It's a spider! It's a spider! That cost her her dignity. Fella on the other side of the window opened the door and stomped a spider. I understand it's getting hard to find toilet paper in some places because there's another wave coming. of the virus. Now that's going to cost somebody something. Amen. Fear is costful. It's not only costful, it's insane. Look at that verse again. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The Bible said that God gave us the spirit of power, the spirit of love, the spirit of a sound mind. If we have the spirit of fear, then we don't have the spirit of power, and we become weak. The Bible says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Yes, I'm just a poly parent telling you what God says. If we have the spirit of fear, we don't have the spirit of love. And we lose our love for God and our love for others. We begin to live a narcissistic life. Living for me, 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 mine, mine, mine. It's all about me. If we have the spirit of fear, we don't have the spirit of a sound mind. A sound mind means we're thinking clearly and properly. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I want to tell you, friend, the battle with fear is right here. Is in your mind. Now, some of you think I'm going to talk about the virus. I'm not. There's been enough said about that. But I sure ain't going to let something I can't see ruin my life and run my life. What if you die, Rachel? I'm just going to heaven, that's all. Oh, I don't want to get the virus. I might die. Now, I want to say I don't want to get the virus because I heard it wasn't nothing pretty. I heard it was tough. I don't want to hurt, but I don't mind dying. That don't bother me at all. But not hurting would. Being hard to breathe would bother me. Hurting would bother me. But dying don't bother me, man. If we have the spirit of fear, we don't have the spirit of a sound mind. A sound mind means our thoughts are sane. S-A-N-E. That word sane means sensible. Showing good sense. If our thoughts are not sane, they are, talk to me, insane. Insane means deranged, senseless, and practical. I'm going to tell you something, friend. Christians ought to act different than lost people. Are you listening? Christians ought to act different than lost people. So fear is costly. We lose our power, we become weak. We lose our heart, our love, we become selfish. We lose our sound mind and we become insane or unstable. The Bible says unstable man, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Now, Psalms 96, look there if you would please. Not talking about the pandemic, that's between you and God, okay? But I am going to talk about something else, and that's praise. I love it when God puts a program together. And boy, if he ain't put this in together today, he ain't never been put together. Psalm 96, we see how to praise, why praise, and what happens if we don't praise. As the pastor, if I can teach you one thing that will help you as much as anything else that I could ever teach you, it would be learn to praise God. Amen. I talked to a lady yesterday. I've known her 40 years. And some of you know her, Miss Betty Ivy, Miss Charmaine, I know you know her, and Miss Doris, some of the others know her. Miss Betty's 81 or 2, I think she said. She told me here a month or two ago, she said, "Preacher, you get that church open, you let me know, but I'm going to start going." That's what she told me. She said, "Preacher," I talked to her yesterday, Dave and I were talking to her, she said, "Preacher, do people raise their hands in your church?" I said, "I do. And a few others do." I'm going to stand in the back. I saw a lady right there in the middle, had her hand up, praise to God during the prayer time. Yeah. Terry was telling me this week, we were talking, she was telling me about Eddie, one of our grandchildren, one of the 11, almost 12 grandchildren we have. She said last time Eddie was here, one of the last times she was here, her and her mama, they're like little kittens. They ain't got their eyes open yet. But last time they were here, you'll get that later on. And I stand on that. No hesitation at all. But Addie was sitting here. I don't know where she was at. Probably sitting beside Terry. And she said, Addie was sitting there in that seat. She had her eyes shut. Both her hands up in there, praising God. If praise to God is so helpful, why don't people do it? I'll tell you, they're fearful. They are fearful about what somebody else might say about them. Wayne Jones, a good preacher friend of mine, he said, "You ought to learn to embarrass the flesh." I was in an independent Baptist church in this town one time. Preacher said something good. I said, "Amen." I had 4 or 5 people, God is my witness, turn around and look at me like, "You ain't supposed to say that in here." If you can't say it in church, what are you going to say it? Amen. Well, you're going to say it all the time, but anyway. Amen. That's what I'm talking about, falling down the aisle like this with your dress over your head. I've seen that in the church I got saved at. They were praising God and women fall out in the aisle sometimes. Sure. The dress fall up over her head and somebody had to run around and throw a coat on. I'm not talking about that. But I am talking about a hearty amen. I am talking about the glory of God. I am talking about praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. I'm talking about a thankful testimony. A little lady a few weeks ago during Sunday school stood up and she said, I got to say this. And she gave a testimony of how God had put her and her husband back together. And boy, I was stirred. My heart was stirred. I'm telling you, friend, I'm talking about thanking God for His goodness, thanking God for His blessings. Look at Psalm 96, if you would, please. Notice, if you would, please. Verses 1 through 4. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. I got to tell you this. I read this yesterday. I said, a new song. So I made up a song. It's brand new to me and God. I could tell you what I sang, but it sounded real good. I ain't got no idea what it was, but it was good then. I mean, it made sense and all that stuff. Amen. Some of you might want to follow me around in case that happens again. You know, write that down. We'll put that thing on. We'll record that thing. He said, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless His name, show forth the salvation from day to day, declaring glory among the heathen, His wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. I wrote this down. Fear, especially when it comes to praising God, may cause us our praise to God. Worried about what somebody else thinks. I don't want them to think I'm a fanatic. They won't think you're a fanatic. Amen. It won't hurt them to think you're a fanatic. They do. Amen. We need some fanatics. Amen. We got too many Christians now so earthly minded they're no heavenly good. Amen. I wrote down three things. Notice what it said. Verse number 1 and 2a. Notice, sing unto the Lord new songs. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord. I wrote it down. Praise Him with singing. Some of you don't think singing is for you. I've had people tell me, well, that singing, that's just not for me. Maybe you need to get saved. Maybe you need to get born again. If you ain't got nothing to sing about, if you can't sing Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a sinner, low down, good for nothing, wretch like me. Friend, you probably need to get saved. Psalm 104, verse 33, I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. Praise Him by singing. Notice what it said, verse 2 again. Sing to the Lord a new song. Bless His name. Bless His name. I wrote this down. Praise Him by saying. Amen. Amen. Praise Him by saying. verse 3, declaring glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. Praise him by saying. Psalm 103, verse 2 said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Praise him by saying. Notice verse 2 again, the last part of that verse. Singing to the Lord, bless his name, and show forth his salvation from day to day. Praise him by showing, singing, saying, showing. Show forth his salvation day by day. Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I want to say to you, friend, your testimony is really about the only thing you've got that you can call your own. Because God gave us the rest. Praise him by showing. Praise him by saying. Praise him by singing. We don't just, listen, let me just say this about singing. Second most important thing goes on in this service is singing. And if it ain't a biblical song, we're not going to sing it. If it ain't a scriptural song, we're not going to sing it. Amen. Fear may cost us praise to God. Just because you're afraid of what somebody thinks may stop you from praising God. Number 2, verses 5 through 9. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him, strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, all ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due to his name, bring an offering. And comest to his courts, oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him, oh, the earth. I wrote this down. Fear may cost God. Are you listening? Fear may cost God his priority in our lives. How many will agree with this? God is creator. Amen. 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 Verse 5 says, for all the gods of the nation are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Friend, I want to tell you, because God is the creator of God, God deserves honor and majesty. He deserves strength and beauty. He deserves glory and strength. He deserves glory to his name. He deserves an offering. He deserves our attendance in his courts, our worship. Anthony, you didn't know it, but you read a verse almost identical. Well, you didn't get this far. But Revelation chapter 5, verses 12 through 14 says basically the same thing. Amen. Ecclesiastes 12:13 says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the whole, W-H-O-L-E, whole duty of man. Why am I here, preacher? I'll tell you why you're here. Same reason I'm here. Fear God and keep his commandments. Why am I here, preacher? I'll tell you what you're here for. The same reason I'm here for. To put God first in your life. Amen. Life is about putting God first. And our fear of praising God may cost him
his priority in our life. Well, I want to tell you something. Every one of us will give an account of himself to God. And we're going to even hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Or we're going to hear, depart from me. I never knew you. Fear may cost God his priority in our life. The fear of praising God. And listen to me, don't ever feel like you can't praise God at home as bad as it's true. Now, listen. I'm not talking about being a fool, but I'm talking about if it's a heartfelt praise, you let it rip. Amen. And real quickly, look at verses 10 through 13. Say among the heathen, that's what I'm doing this morning. I just know that right now. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people of righteousness. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice. Verse 13, before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth. Ecclesiastes 12:14 says, for God shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be beauty or whether it be evil. Fear may cut us off from our place in heaven. Wouldn't it be sad for somebody to go to hell? Maybe some of you are thinking this morning, you mean, preacher, if I get saved, I'm going to be crazy as you are? Probably not, not at first anyway. I've been saved 47 years. It'd take me a while to get this crazy. Amen. Amen. I didn't know what all of this excitement was about when I first got saved. I tell you what, you've been saved a while and you serve God a while. You'll learn that he's good. He's God. Let me say this. If you're thinking that, well, if I get saved, I won't be like a preacher. Let me say this. If you get saved and serve God and get the blessings of God on your life like I've had on my life, amen. Listen, I've got a salvation that's eternal. I've got a family that's got a little bit of heaven on earth. I've got a great church. I don't, but I'm part of a great church that has good, godly people. I told somebody yesterday, I said, we don't have nothing but sweet people in our church. People come here, friend, they'll even become sweet and love Jesus, or they'll leave. They won't come long. If they don't want to get in, they'll get out. Listen, I've got a God that helps me in the midst of my storms. I've got a God that has given me peace that passes all understanding. We you get saved, you serve God, you let Him bless you, and if you want to break loose in praise, you go right ahead. He's worthy. He's worthy. Worth-ship. Worth-ship. Worthy-ship. He's worthy. Here's a little article I read. An old gentleman got up once in a meeting and said he lived nearly all his life on Brumwell Street. But not long ago, he moved on to Thanksgiving Street. And his face showed it. His face showed it. Somebody need to tell you, old buddy. Amen. Paul and Silas were in jail at Philippi. They had received stripes on their back, had feet in the stocks, and at midnight they sang praises to God. Some of us were in jail with our feet in the stocks. I don't think we would sing much. We need to be cheerful Christians. If anybody ought to have a smile on their face, a song in their heart, it ought to be a child of God.
Yeah.
And friend, if you don't this morning, you better check out. You better check out. Oh, you can be saved and be discouraged. You can be saved and be defeated. You can be saved and be disgruntled, but you ain't right with God. You ain't right with God. He'll give you peace. Like a river in your soul. This is entitled Thanks to God. Thanks to God for the days when nothing happens, for the cares that leave no trace, for the love of little children, for each Sunday dwelling place, for the altars of our fathers, and the closets where they pray. Take, O gracious God and Father, praises this Thanksgiving Day. For our harvest safe and gathered, for our golden store of wheat, for the bowers and the vineyards, for the flowers of spring and sweet. For our toast from want protected, for each inlet, river and bay, by the bounty pouring, glowing, take our praise this joyful day. For the hours when heaven is nearest, and the earth moon does not claim, for the very gloom all broken, by our looking for the King. By our thought that He is coming, for our courage on the way, take, old friend, unseen, eternal, praises this Thanksgiving Day. Get your hymn book. $149 in your hymn book. Don't pay. I want you to see these words. Psalms 149. If you don't know it, you wait, you'll learn. I'm not sure I know it. Here we go. My heart can sing when I pause to remember a heartache here. It's but a stepping stone along a trail that's winding always upward. This troubled world is not my final home. Look at this chorus. But until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on. Look at what it says. Until the day my eyes behold the city. Until the day God calls me home. We'll sing the last verse. This weary world with all its toil and struggle may take its toll of misery and strife. The soul of man is like a waiting falcon. When it's released, it's destined for the sky. Sing this chorus. But until then, my heart will go on singing. Sing it. Until then, with joy I'll carry on. Until the day my eyes behold the city. Until the day God calls me home. Let me challenge you. Learn to praise Him. Don't be afraid. Don't worry about what people say. Don't worry about what people say. That's where it is this morning.